Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are in the middle of page 464. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, B'nei Chabura Shehayu Mesubin Lechol. There were a group of people that were sitting and eating on Friday afternoon, V'kidesh Aleyam Hayom. And all of a sudden, it started getting dark. It became Shabbos. So ha'pasha al ha'shulchan, the bread that is on the table, somchin aleyam mishum eruv. So we've been discussing people contributing bread to an eruv, one person taking his own bread, being mezakeh through someone else on behalf of everyone in the chatzar for an eruv. Here we have a new din that the Mechaber says, you have a group of people that are eating on Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden Shabbos comes in, the bread that is presently on the table can be relied upon as the eruv. V'hushem mesubim abayis. But it has to be that where they're eating their suda is in a house. Shehu mokom haroi laniach sham eruv. As we know, an eruv must be in a mokom dira, in a house. So therefore, if you want to rely on the bread on the table to be your eruv, so it has to be that the eating was being done in a house, which is a place that's fit for an eruv. Aval b'chatzer lo. But if you were eating the outside in the chatzer, that wouldn't be good, because an eruv can't be in a chatzer. It has to be in a house, in a mokom dira. The Ramah says, "V'hu adinim yesh lahem pas b'shutfus be'echam and abatim." The same thing would be true if Shabbos is coming in and they realize they have bread as a partnership in one of the houses. Somchin olav mishum eruv. They can also rely on that bread that they have b'shutfus for their eruv. Says the Mishabura, Sevkotin Ayin Beis B'nei Chabura, Ashmeinan Bazesh Shnei Dvarim. The Mechaber here is teaching us two things, two chidushim. Echad, number one. Even though the bread was not placed for an Erev, it was just there, the suda they were eating on Erev Shabbos, it still works. That's chiddush number one. Gam, chiddush number two is, da'afilu oso apas lohoyo mitchila shal kulam. Even though this bread initially did not belong to everyone in the chatzar, ki'im shal bal habayis levad. It only belonged to the bal habayis, shezimnon lisod mishalo. He invited the chevra over to eat from his bread. He owns the bread, and Erev has to really belong to everyone. So the first chiddush is that this was not planned as being an Erev. Number two is the bread only belongs to the bal habayis over here. He invited everyone to eat by him. Vilohikna lahem oso pas beferish. And he did not give over as a kinyan this bread to the rest of the people explicitly. So the chiddush is afilu hachi still. Kevon shezimnon lechol imo. Since he invited the other people in the chatzar to eat with him, v'yecholin lechol ledaitam, and they're allowed to eat from the bread on the table freely, harehu ki'ilu nishtatvu bo imo. It's as if they joined together as a shutfus. The bread again belongs to the Baal Bayis, but since everyone was invited over, they're allowed to eat from it. It's as if they are all shutfin in the bread, v'yesh lehem bo zechus, and they have a zechus in the bread. V'alkein, and therefore, imukayim ad la'achar ben ashmashos, if the bread remains till after Bein Hashmashos, Somchin Ola Mishum Eruv, they can rely on that bread. So those are the two chidushim. Number one, it wasn't put there mitchila as an Eruv, and number two is, it really only belonged to one person, but since he gave them free access by being guests in his house, it counts as everyone having a schus in there, and it counts as an Eruv. Sivkotin Ayin Gimel, Apash Al HaShulchan, they can rely on the bread on the table. We learned earlier in the siman that an eruv has to be made from rolls or challahs that are whole. So the chor over here, it should have to be that the bread on the table is a pas shalem to be good. The kanal b'sivav, like we learned sivav. Oh, efshar, or it's possible. Kevon de lo heviu pitum. Since they didn't bring their own bread, el balbayas zimnan lisod mishalo, rather the balbayas invited everyone to eat by him. So dino dome lohodif sivzayin. So maybe it's similar to sivzayin. We learned earlier when everyone contributes, we don't want there to be fighting and competition, so everyone has to give a complete roll. But if one person is being mezakeh on behalf of everyone else, so then it's not going to lead to any fighting. One person is sponsoring everything, so even a piece of bread that's broken, it's not a full loaf, is going to be okay. So says the Mishnah over here, either you have to say that it was a full loaf, or you have to say that since it really belonged to the Baal HaBayis, like we just said before, it's like the case of one person is mezakeh on behalf of everyone, and you would not need to have it be a sholim. V'chein mashma b'tosefes Shabbos, that's how it's mashma in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos. But it's really not so pashut. It's the same way. Because when one person is sponsoring the bread on behalf of everyone, he's designating it as an Erev Mitzchila, and therefore it could be a piece of bread, it doesn't need to be a loaf of bread. But over here, that wasn't the plan Mitzchila, you're only doing it now, so therefore, there is certainly a room to mechalek between the two cases, not so pashut, but tzarach in. Sevkot and Ayin Dal, we said it has to be that they're eating their suda in the house, where the Erev is allowed to be. A chatzar is not a place where you live. The Erev is not allowed to be there. Sifkaton ayin hay is going on that which the Rama adds on. Hu adin, if they had bread b'shutfus in one of the houses, they can rely on it as an Erev. Din zehu zo v'ein tzarech lomar zo. This second case that the Rama is bringing down is really a zu v'ein tzarech lomar zu. You have one thing, and the second thing is obvious. Meaning, the first case is the bigger chiddush. The bread is over here. It's not really a shutfus. It still counts because he allowed everyone else access to the bread. And needless to say, it's also going to be good if they actually have shutfus in bread that is located in one of the houses. Ubetosefes Shabbos Kosav. The kamash from the chiddush is the somchin ola becheska shukayim. They can rely on the bread that's b'shutfus in one of the houses as a chazaka that is still standing, that is still around. Afal pi she'en yodim ba'atzman. Even though they don't know for sure it's there, they can still rely on it with a chazaka that it is still around. Mishum de mukminon lei aches kosei. We rely the bread on its chazaka and assume it's still around, and the shutfus is good, and therefore the air will be good. Sevkotan ayin vav somchin ola mishum eruv. You can rely on that bread that is shutfus in one of the houses. Umishum shitufei mavuos yucholan lismoch afke shemunach beecha menachatzeros. So for an Erev, it has to be, like we've been discussing many times, in one of the houses, but if it's going to be a shituf of the mavui, then it's more lenient, as we have learned, it could even be in a chatzer, so then it would be okay, even if the bread is resting in one of the chatzeros. Says the Mechaber, Vaitasiv Yud Biz, Apotropis shall katan yochol lo'orei ba'ado. An apotropis, which is someone who is in charge of the affairs and the estate of a katan, he can contribute to the Erev on behalf of the katan. So he's allowed to take the food of the katan and give it towards the Erev, even though he's only an apotropos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ayin Zayim, Yochol Ori Bado, Afilu Mishela Katan Shalomidaito. He can take the katan's bread without his knowledge and he can contribute it to the Erev. Mipnei Shehu Lo Keben Bayis. Because the apotropos is like a ben bayis by the katan. She yochol la'orev mishel bal bayis shalomidaito, just like a ben bayis can contribute to the Erev the food of the bal bayis without his knowledge, so too the apotropos can give on behalf of the katan without his knowledge. K'moshi is bar b'simin shin samich zayin, like we'll see shortly in the next simin. Sif yud gimel back in the mechaber. Mitzvah lachzor achar eruv v'chatzeros. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there is a mitzvah to go after an Erev Chatzeros, which means if there are houses in a Chatzer, there is an Inyan, there is a mitzvah to make an Erev Chatzeros. Says the Mishaburus of Kotan Ayin Ches, Achar Eruvei Chatzeros, Kedei Shelo Yavo Letaltal Be'isser. You should fix up the Chatzer, that way no one should come, Chas V'Shalom, to carry Be'isser, so there should be an Erev in place. So the Mechaber therefore says, there is a mitzvah to make an Erev Chatzeros. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Yodalad, Mivorech Al Mitzvahs Erev. When you make an Erev, the bracha that you make is Al Mitzvahs Erev. Says the Mishaburas, the Katan Ayin Tes, V'afilu Odom Acher, even a different person, She'enu Dar Be'oso Ha'ir, person that's not from the city, V'rotze Lishbo Shom B'Shabbos, he wants to come as a guest for Shabbos, Yachol Levarech Bracha Zu. Even the outsider who's just coming for Shabbos, he can make the bracha on the Erev in the city. Daha, because Ilu Lo Ervu, if there would be no Erev in the city, Hayagamu Asur L'Taltel, he also would be forbidden to carry in the city. V'imkein Gamu Shayach Lo Erev. Memele, he's also Shayach to the Erev, even though he doesn't live there. He needs the Erev to carry for the Shabbos. He's Shayach to it, he can make the bracha on the Erev. Let's say a person is putting down two types of eruvin at the same time. One is an eruv tavshilin to allow cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. Two is an eruvei chatzeros that allows carrying freely between houses and within a chatzer, when the house is around the chatzer. So he's making two at the same time. Mevarech bracha achas al shtehim. He can make one bracha dahainu al mitzas eruvin. He can join them together with one bracha al mitzas eruvin when he's making his erev chatzeros and his erev tashilin. And we know there's a Bahadnei Ruva. When you make an Eir Tashilin, you speak out that this is for me to be allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, and then the Eir Chatzeros has its own Nusach of Hadei Ruva, allows us to carry. So you would say each expression, each Nusach of Bahadnei Ruva independently for the two Eruvin after you make the bracha on them together with the lashon of al mitzvas eruvin. Ubechay adam klal kuf beis kasa. The Chay Adam writes, sheyomer al mitzvas eruve tavshilin veeruve chatzeros. You should not join them as one bracha. Rather, you should speak out both in the bracha al mitzvas eruve tavshilin veeruve chatzeros. Veomer behadin yehi shara lana lafuye vechuli otalta mebayis lachatzer. And again, you should say behadin eruva the two expressions, one about baking and cooking, and one about carrying. We will stop here and continue tomorrow with Sif Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.